This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, and we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at prisons. We've been celebrating Bastille Week, and everything that came with it. You know, yesterday's show, we really talked about some of the highlights of Bastille Day and what it means and the unity and how it brought, you know, France together. It's really just a really great story. Today, you know, I had a lot of interesting questions this week when talking about prisons and stuff. You know, we don't get political on this show, or we try not to get too political on this show. And we're going to keep it that way. So I'm sorry, some of you, I'm not going to be able to answer some of your questions. All I will say is that, yes, there are some flaws there. Yes, need to be addressed. But that's all I got to say about that, as Forrest Gump would say. So, yeah. I did have a couple of people wonder if I've ever been to prison. Yeah. I don't know if I have that voice or what, if what I do to make somebody think that, but the answer is no, I have not been to prison. I've been to jail a couple of times, but never prison. So you're like, well, what is the difference between jail and prison? Jail is more like a county-based thing, it's, you know, or city by city, and it's not made to hold people for a long time. That's drunks or, you know, traffic tickets, things like that, hot checks. I don't know. People don't even write checks anymore, so I don't know if they still give tickets for hot checks. That would be interesting. That may be something to look into. I mean, not by doing. I'm not going to write any hot checks, but asking around. I have some cop and lawyer buddies. But, yeah, and then prison is more like your big bads, you know. Like we talked about for the DC stuff. That's where the supervillains go. The people that are going to be there for years or life. And I've been to just jail more than once, if we're being honest. I went one time because they thought I was drunk, and I was not. I was living in a different town, and I went back to my hometown for a concert that my friends were playing, and they asked if I had been drinking. I said no. I asked for a sobriety test, and they told me no because it smelled like booze. But I informed the officers that, hey, it's a concert. I was up by the stage. I had booze spilled on me. If you'll let me strip down and not give me a ticket for stripping down, I won't smell like booze. They didn't find that near as amusing as I did. So you can imagine how well that went. But yeah, so got to spend the night in the clink, and my friends came and bailed me out, and it was great. And I went another time because when I was living out of town, apparently not all my address and stuff got updated, so I got a summons for jury duty, but I never got it because I wasn't living here, and the people that it went to didn't put, you know, doesn't live here. So yeah, there was a warrant out for my arrest for that, and I got arrested and got to spend some time again in jail. But I think those are the only two times, you know, and it wasn't awful. I mean, it definitely wasn't great. You know, it's not someplace you want to go hang out or anything. But it's, you know, you get some food. I wasn't there long enough to like go do anything. Like I don't read, you know, didn't get to go to the library or play games, which is something while I was researching this week that they're starting to do, is like let inmates play games because it helps with social skills and like relief of anxiety and anger issues and things like that, which I kind of want to do some more research into. I think it's really fascinating to look at that. But like I said, I just had a few meals. I did play some dominoes. There had been the cell I was in had like 12 to 15 people in there, and they, over the last couple of days, collected the bottoms of their little styrofoam cups to make a full domino set. And they asked me if I wanted to throw some bones with them. And so that was fun. Throwing bones is what you call playing dominoes, if you didn't know that. And So that was an interesting story. Made some friends, I guess. Better to make friends than enemies. And so, yeah. And then the second time, I knew the processing person, so I got to spend most of my time just in the waiting area. And I watched, like, Judge Judy or whatever was on the UPN. I don't think CW was around by then. I think it was still UPN. Maybe not. I don't remember. It's been a while. And so that wasn't too bad. but be good. Don't do bad things. Don't break the law. Don't go to jail. It's really not fun, all in all, because the bathroom thing alone is worth not going, because there's just, like, a toilet slash sink, like, it's all one device, and it's kind of off in the corner sometimes it's not. There's no walls around it or curtains or sheets or anything, so if you got to do your business, everybody's gonna see it. And yeah, that's I didn't go. I'm not really one of those people that's like, ooh, I can't pee in front of other people, but it was just really gross. Strangely, though, it was cleaner than most, like, convenience store bathrooms. So, there's that. I don't know. I just now was thinking about that and remember that. So, I don't know. But it's still not a good place to be, you know? Nowadays, you know, you don't have your phone. You don't see your friends. Even if you make new friends, you know, your regular friends that you see all the time, you don't get to see them. Just all sorts of stuff. So, it's really just, I don't recommend going to jail, and especially don't do something bad enough to go to prison. Like, be cool, stay in school, and everything like that. Take your vitamins, whatever Hulk Hogan used to say back in the 80s. You know, take your vitamins, say your prayers, and eat your vegetables. Stuff like that. But, yeah, so this week was a lot of fun. I learned some stuff about the Bastille that I did not know, and we did the cool French intro, and it was a lot of fun. Let us know, you know, did you learn some new stuff, or what do you think about prisons and movies and video games and comics and stuff? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere out there. Just look for us. You can also email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those. I love hearing from everybody. Just drop me a line. And click that little subscribe button. That way you get not only my show, but also DC Animated Adventures, where we do a live commentary for every episode of the DC Animated Universe. We're like 60 episodes in, and it's great. It's a whole lot of fun. You're also going to get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, our weekly show where they break down all sorts of things, which, as of this recording, the episode coming up will be over Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con 2018. So definitely a lot of good news and stuff there. They'll have a lot to talk about, and it's just a lot of fun. And you also get Family Sounds, our monthly show we all get together and do, and just all have a good time. But that's gonna do it for us this week. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and tune in next week where we're gonna talk all about trains.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.